You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Governor Cuomo presented what he called his justice agenda Tuesday, highlighting a series of progressive issues in his State of the State and budget address. We've already seen examples with voting reforms approved by lawmakers Monday and protections for transgender people on Tuesday. He's also focused on the environment with his ambitious Green New Deal, which includes help from a Central New York institution.
Let us set the goal 100% clean power by 2040, highest in the United States of America. A climate action council to eliminate the state's carbon footprint. And let's get SUNY ESF to work with the REDCs to come up with that next generation of clean technology and train our workforce for those jobs.
We can all get behind an increase in reliance on renewables, but setting a date certain and not really giving us a path forward as to how we're going to get there is no doubt going to lead to higher utility bills for families and businesses across the state.
That's Michael Crocker, executive of Unshackle Upstate, a pro-business group. He also has concerns with a proposal to expand the prevailing wage to any project receiving a public subsidy. Crocker says most projects of any significance upstate require some form of government help to get off the ground.
If you're adding prevailing wage, you're going to drive up the labor costs in some communities as much as 25%. You're essentially negating any incentive that you're providing to the project, and some of these projects in reality just won't take place.
On the other hand, Crocker was pleased to hear the governor commit to making the 2% tax cap permanent and propose $18 billion in tax relief to make up for not being able to deduct state and local taxes under federal tax laws.
As our middle-class homeowners are feeling this pressure, and middle-class taxpayers, I want to give them some relief and show them that we hear them and know the pain that they're under, and let's lower the middle-class tax rate.
That nod to upstate homeowners gives Crocker at Unshackle Upstate some optimism in an agenda that he says otherwise could place more burdens on already struggling businesses and taxpayers. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.